beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's keep going. Sound off.
It is Sound Off. Do it each and every day at this time. I can't wait to hear what we got, especially since I know Pat Egan was the one chopping it up. What's up, Ty?
You know why this Facebook doesn't work, Mike? You know why I'm ticked off about this Facebook stuff? I got 100 megabytes over 100 megabyte speed. This thing is freezing. It's stopping. I'm getting all the audio. The picture's frozen. I can't take it.
I have breaking news, because as I went on about an hour and a half ago and said that my Tinder account was not impacted by this whole Facebook thing, it appears that I've lost some connection and messages. So I am now on the anti-Facebook path. You got me signed up. Screw Facebook. Screw Zuckerberg. Send his ass down to Atlantis.
Yeah, now apparently the day he was referring to the Phillies game, apparently on your phone and on, like, your iPad, it was fine. But if you actually were on a computer, there was a lot of people who had issues on a computer.
What would be the difference?
I don't know, right? It should be the opposite. And most of the complaints came from people on a PC who weren't, and they were having those kind of issues. And that can't happen if they're going to do 26 games.
Okay.
This was only game one.
They make a thing now called a MacBook. You no longer have to have an Apple IIe.
No. This was a lot of people, like, you're at work, so you put it on. Or you're at home, a lot of older people who you say have to get with it, they put their computer on and it's messing up.
Well,
it
has to work. That's because their computer's from a decade ago.
No. I'm talking about like young people too.
On
laptops too. If you were on a computer.
I wonder why it must be the connection.
I don't know. But computers had a tougher time with it than tablets and phones.
I'm on my phone. I don't care what it is. Tinder, baseball, I'm there.
Driving on the highway and I'm stuck behind a guy in the left lane that's going like 50 miles an hour, has no idea that I'm behind him. What do you think is more annoying? If you're stuck behind someone driving slowly that's totally oblivious of you, or that they know that you're there and they just don't care and they keep on driving slowly in the left lane?
Okay, so as somebody who drives a lot and has driven a lot, even for my job, and used to split time in Philadelphia to New York and back and forth, even though I was living here, you cannot blame somebody in front of you for being oblivious to you being on their ass. Because now it's on you to inform the person in front of you they need to move over. Flash them, ride them, honk, whatever it is. But it's on you. You can't expect people to remain oblivious and then blame them. Now, if you have done that, if you have flashed, I always love the flash. The flash is the perfect way. It's the non-JO way to let somebody know just to kind of move over because you're going faster. Now, if you flashed them and they're purposely slowing down, all bets are off.
I got a violation for you. A friend of mine claims to be 4-for-4, loves all the teams. Is it weird that this guy, he claims 4-for-4 and never watches any of the games? What's your ruling?
So, he's saying he's 4-for-4, but he's not watching any games?
He doesn't watch any of, I guess, Philly's games.
He's watching other games.
He's watching That means you're not 4-for-4. You have to occasionally watch your team if you're 4-for-4. That's like a rule.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
To watch the games.
Yeah, you can say you're 3-for-4. You don't even need to call it whatever it is, but if you're going out and boasting and bragging that you're 4-for-4 and it's known that you're not watching any Phillies games, you're a fraud. It's fair.
Now, if I weren't working tonight and I were going to the game, I would give LeBron a little cheer pregame when it gets announced, and then that's it, because we're playing a game and we're going into the playoffs. But, I mean, like, no superstar has ever been cheered in this city ever. I mean, Kevin Durant, when he comes in the field, he gets booed every time he touches the ball. Anybody, Curry, anybody, Crosby, Ovechkin, any quarterback, Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Brady, everybody, they all get booed. Get torn up tonight.
It's not the same scenario. You have a courting situation, and we're not asking you to cheer for him. We're just saying don't boo him. That's all. There's a difference between saying, hey, you must cheer LeBron and don't boo him. That's it. cheer as loud as you possibly can for your guys. If you want to give them a pregame little thing, that's fine. I wouldn't do it personally. I wouldn't ask you to do it. And if you want to give him a little bit of a pat, a golf clap at the end after the Sixers beat him, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but the yodel is not number one. Number one is hands down the Chocolate Junior. Nah. Number two is a peanut butter candy cake. And then the yodel at number three.
So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to use his own list to work against him. We are in tasty cake heaven right now. This is the origination, like the origin, I should say, of tasty cake. Sorry, I just made up a word.
Yeah, it's they're from Philadelphia.
Right. This is, you know, the origin. The fact that somebody would even put a yodel in a top three and not another tasty cake product, to me, proves that he's just being contrarian and he really knows that the yodel is number one. Because you wouldn't insert it in your top three if you truly felt that a tasty cake product or a Little Debbie's thing was better. Bottom line is, yodel is your champion for the day. What?
I actually agree with you. I'm just saying in that way, but yodel to me is like, it's 300th. I'm not eating that.
Okay.
Couldn't pay me to eat it.
Okay.
So
I've seen what you're eating around here.
Well,
Pat Egan's scratch.
That's just today.
Hey, Todd, you don't have onion rings, but you have pit rings that smell like onions, and that's pretty much the same thing.
Cool. Thank you for that. I appreciate you weighing in. I guarantee you Pat Egan set that up.
I'm sounding off against the big cap. I mean, this guy's pulling pitchers like pulled pork. I mean, he's talking about position players playing in the nine slot, the pitcher position. You know, this guy, I mean, he pulled Dougie P after one pitch yesterday. I mean, Dougie P, coach of the year.
Yeah, people are frustrated. I understand that. Let me ask, is there a worse practice in sport than the ceremonial first pitch?
I like the ceremonial.
Oh, my God.
You are alone on this.
What?
Yeah. First pitch is awesome.
You go down the list of people that have embarrassed themselves versus somebody who actually throws a strike.
Part of the thrill.
It's 90. Part of the thrill to embarrass a celebrity? That's part of the thrill?
They chose to be embarrassed.
They were invited to do it.
You're doing it? They're not taking you by surprise, pulling you out of the stands.
How often is 50 Cent or that woman who embarrassed herself that I'm forgetting going to get to a mound before they have to throw out a ceremonial first pitch? You want Black Thought or Bradley Cooper to come out here and embarrass themselves?
Nine times out of ten, they're not throwing on the mound either.
Right, they're throwing up in front of the mound.
Which is even more difficult for these guys.
No, it's easier. It's just a little tall.
Nobody can make these pitches. All right, and the only way you can make it is if you lob in like this softball Ephus pitch.
I threw a strike yesterday.
All right, George Bush, I think, threw a strike
too,
right?
And he lasered it,
yeah, okay.
By the way.
And I can give you 50 people, if we go down a list, of people that couldn't even make home plate or 50 Cent embarrassing him. Like, that's how you want to remember 50, Ty? That's how?
Yes.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.